Hello. God bless you. Today is Saturday, April 18th. Happens to be my father's birthday, so happy birthday, Dad. Don't think you'll listen to this, but anyway. Today I'd like to talk a little bit about Divine Mercy, because this weekend we celebrate Divine Mercy. The second Sunday of Easter is always Divine Mercy. It became a feast under John Paul II. He made it not just a optional feast or a temporary or a local feast, but a feast for the whole church, a solemnity for the whole church. So the history of the devotion goes back to the 30s. Sister Faustina, who was living in Lithuania, which is now Lithuania, I believe, is where she was at the time, or maybe it was in Poland, I forget, but she lived in both places. As a sister, she received some visions where Jesus came and appeared to her and spoke to her about the message of Divine Mercy. And basically this happened between 1931 and 1938, and he asked that this special feast would be set up and asked her to promote the feast and gave her the Divine Mercy chaplet and so forth. So it's a sort of a simple message. It's basically inviting us as people to trust in God's mercy, that His mercy is abundant, that His mercy is there for us, and it encourages us on the second Sunday of Easter to receive Holy Communion, trusting in God's mercy. So, there's different things about the Divine Mercy Divine Mercy devotion. You can pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. You can receive the graces of Divine Mercy on Divine Mercy Sunday, which are different than the indulgence. I put a couple articles on the website to kind of clarify this, but basically, some people have asked, are the graces promised to Jesus, by Jesus, to those who receive communion devoutly on Divine Mercy Sunday, are those different than the plenary indulgence? It's the answer, yes, they're not the same thing. So an indulgence always has some work attached to it that we need to do. Perhaps we could do another podcast on indulgences. But for Divine Mercy, basically what is usually asked is that a person go to confession, receive Holy Communion, and pray for the intentions of the Holy Father, and participate in the Divine Mercy celebrations. So those are the things that are part of the indulgence that's attached with Divine Mercy. So this year, because of all the circumstances of what's going on, the church is kind of inviting people to make a spiritual communion, to get to confession as soon as they can, but to participate by praying the Divine Mercy and asking to pray for the intention of the Holy Father, which is an end to the pandemic. And so that is all that is needed this year to obtain that indulgence. Now, of course, an indulgence always it sounds really awesome, and it is awesome. A plenary indulgence is a full remittance of all temporal punishment due to sin. So an indulgence, part of an indulgence is that we have detachment from sin, which for most of us, that's the thing that's hardest to have, not just be in a state of grace, but to have a detachment from sin. And that's kind of a hard thing to do for most of us. But even if we get, if we don't do it perfectly, we can still get a partial indulgence. It's a good thing to strive for that and to get that and to offer that either for our soul or for another person. You can actually offer an indulgence for someone else's soul. So these are good things to do. Whereas the special graces attached to Divine Mercy Sunday just means that we would receive Holy Communion in a state of grace and trust in the mercy of God. So subtle differences, but an indulgence, there's usually a work or a particular thing that's asked of us when it comes to an indulgence. So hopefully that clarifies some of that, of what Divine Mercy is about and why we should strive to do it. Some people don't like it because it's kind of a newer devotion compared to the rosary. That's fine. If you like the rosary, pray the rosary. But this Sunday, maybe just consider praying the Divine Mercy Chaplet. It's a simple devotion. It's not that, doesn't take that long. And It's a beautiful thing that Jesus so much thirsts for our reception of his mercy that he kind of has this special feast that he wanted where we could receive an abundance of his mercy. And so that's why he asked Sister Faustina to do it. That's why John Paul II really made that effort to make this feast not just a local feast, but a worldwide feast that's well known. I've also attached a little link to a talk by Father Michael Gately, who's a big promoter of the Divine Mercy, and I think he calls it the second greatest story ever told or something like that. Basically, he's kind of explains Divine Mercy, and it's really helpful for those who maybe don't know much about it. I gotta admit, it's a devotion I haven't done a lot of. I usually pray the rosary. I don't usually pray the chaplet every day, but it's a simple devotion, and when the Feast of Divine Mercy comes, it's always something I try to do, and so I encourage you to enter in and do the Divine Mercy devotion this weekend. So hopefully you're having some good time with the weather getting warmer and spending some time outside, and hope you're doing well. God bless you all.